The Book of Giants stands as one of history's most fascinating ancient texts, discovered among the Dead Sea Scrolls in 1947 when a young Bedouin shepherd stumbled upon sealed jars containing ancient manuscripts. This remarkable work tells the story of the Nephilim, offspring of fallen angels called Watchers who descended to Earth, married human women, and produced giant offspring. Dating back over 2,000 years, these fragments have influenced countless religious traditions and continue to captivate modern readers. What makes this text so compelling isn't just its fantastical elements, but how it grapples with timeless questions about cosmic order, forbidden knowledge, and the consequences of crossing divine boundaries. As we explore this ancient narrative, we'll journey through a world where supernatural beings shaped the course of early civilization, a world that still speaks to our deepest anxieties and aspirations today. The Book of Giants tells of celestial beings called Watchers who, led by Samhazai, infamous rebellion, abandon heaven for earth, taking human wives. Their offspring weren't just large humans, but terrifying giants who devoured everything around them. These Nephilim first consumed animals and plants before turning to humans when those supplies ran out. The text named several giants, Oya, Haya, and Mawe, who experienced prophetic dreams foretelling their destruction in the coming flood. In one vision, a stone tablet submerges in water with most names washed away except three, representing Noah and his sons who would survive. Remarkably, the narrative humanizes these monsters. Despite their terrible deeds, the giants feel fear when confronted with their doom. They counsel together and send Mawe on a perilous journey to consult Enoch, the righteous human who walked with God, revealing complexity beyond simple villainy. This story of rebellion and monstrous offspring appears across ancient texts, suggesting a widespread belief that influenced multiple religious traditions, ultimately warning about violating cosmic boundaries and their inevitable consequences. The Aramaic fragments from Qumran provide our earliest glimpse into this text. Written in Jesus' future language, these 2,000-year-old manuscripts blend Jewish apocalyptic literature with Mesopotamian mythology. In these fragments, giants discuss troubling dreams. Mahawai, son of the watcher Barakel, lightning of God, flies across the great desert to consult Enoch, a journey showcasing both his supernatural abilities and urgent need for answers. The text incorporates Sumerian figures like Gilgamesh and Humbaba, called Hobabis. Gilgamesh laments his inability to defeat heavenly beings despite his legendary strength, demonstrating how ancient Near Eastern storytellers adapted elements from neighboring traditions. When Mahawai delivers Enoch's rebuke to the Watchers, we witness the giant's desperation facing inevitable doom. The fragments describe the corruption these beings brought, setting the stage for divine judgment through the Great Flood, providing a theological explanation for Genesis's catastrophe. These crumbling parchments survive two millennia, preserving a narrative that still resonates with questions about boundaries, punishment, and cosmic justice. The Book of Giants spread beyond Jewish communities when Persian prophet Mani incorporated it into Manichaeanism in the 3rd century CE, a religion that reached from the Mediterranean to China. Mani recast the sons of God as demons, preserving his core teaching about the separation between spiritual light and material darkness. Character names shifted to fit Persian culture. Oya became Sam, an immortal dragon slayer. Haya became Nariman, and Barakel transformed to Virogdad, given by lightning. The giant's dreams grew more elaborate. Sam dreams of a tablet with three signs foretelling destruction. When Mahawe flies to seek Enoch's interpretation, a heavenly voice warns him not to fly too close to the sun, echoing the Greek myth of Icarus. The Menichaean text establishes that 3,280 years passed between Enoch and King Vishtasp, who ruled during Zoroaster's time, connecting Enoch to Buddha, Christ, and ultimately Mani himself. This narrative maintained its core power while adapting to different theological systems, showing how ancient myths transcended boundaries while addressing universal concerns about divine punishment and cosmic order. Enoch stands as one of the Bible's most enigmatic figures, described in Genesis as one who walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. As the seventh patriarch from Adam, Enoch lived 365 years before being taken directly to heaven without experiencing death, making him an ideal mediator between human and divine realms. In the Book of Giants, Enoch interprets the giant's dreams and delivers God's judgment. When Mahweh flies across the desert to consult him, Enoch's response is unequivocal: "No peace to you," fulfilling his role as a prophet of divine judgment. While early Christians like Jude quoted from Enoch, later church fathers rejected his writings, causing their disappearance from Western Christianity for over a millennium. Only the Ethiopian Coptic Church preserved them as canonical. Enoch represents the ideal relationship with the divine, maintaining appropriate boundaries while receiving heavenly wisdom. Unlike the watchers who abandoned their station, he remained faithful to his proper place while still transcending normal human limitations. The Book of Giants uses rich symbolism to transform a monster narrative into a meditation on cosmic order. The giants' prophetic dreams, gardens destroyed, submerged tablets, names washed away, create a symbolic language for divine judgment across cultures. Transgression appears in multiple forms. The watchers abandon heaven, reveal forbidden knowledge, and produce monstrous offspring. Each violation triggers divine response. Angels are bound in darkness awaiting judgment, while their giant offspring are destroyed physically but persist as evil spirits. The forbidden knowledge theme remains relevant today. The Watchers teach humans metallurgy, cosmetics, weaponry, and magic, technologies deemed inappropriate for humanity. These ancient concerns parallel our modern questions about nuclear weapons, genetic engineering, and AI. Spatial imagery creates a moral landscape. Watchers descend from heaven to imprisonment under mountains. Their rebellion against the Lord of Light results in darkness, emphasizing proper cosmic order and transgression's consequences. These ancient fragments offer a sophisticated exploration of boundaries, knowledge, and cosmic justice that speaks directly to contemporary concerns about ethical limits and human overreach. Why does this ancient text still captivate us? Perhaps because its fundamental questions remain unresolved today. The narrative of boundaries violated and catastrophic consequences resonates with modern concerns about ethical limits in scientific advancement and environmental exploitation. The giants' insatiable consumption, devouring everything until they begin consuming humans, offers a striking metaphor for contemporary resource depletion without moral restraint that environmental ethicists warn against in our ecological crisis. The text's emphasis on dreams and visions suggests the importance of intuitive thinking alongside rational analysis. In a world dominated by empirical science, the Book of Giants reminds us that wisdom comes through multiple channels, including the symbolic language of dreams. This ancient narrative addresses fundamental questions about good and evil that persist today. Rather than locating evil solely in human choice, it presents a complex cosmology where spiritual forces influence earthly events. While we may not literally believe in watchers and giants, the symbolic dimensions remain powerful, addressing perennial concerns about knowledge, consumption, judgment, and the interplay between freedom and cosmic order.